And so when I talk to these opponents, and I've got to know them, many of them over the years now, they tend to have three big issues with Flock. Whether this is a constitutional violation, what does this mean to my privacy, and are you building mass surveillance? Let's hit the easy one, constitutional. 30 court cases over the last 2 years, every single one of them has unanimously said, this does not violate the Constitution. Why? We're not tracking a person's in real time. We are tracking a fixed location. So I'm going to check the box on Constitution.
Bullshit.
Right, so the 911 call comes in. They have this van, so they go into this, our product, and search for a vehicle. They can type in anything they want. White van, spray paint. Now, what's cool is it turns every single camera into a detective. Now, every camera in the city is looking for this white van. The second thing they do is they launch a drone. So just like Adam, launch the drone up in the air. The drone's flying at 400 feet, 65 miles per hour, trying to find this white van. Now, a camera eventually finds them. Drone goes over. Second one's privacy. This is actually a really good question because...
Bullshit.
But when we sat there and said, what if we are really successful? So the first thing we asked was, what about data ownership? Who should own this data? This is a lot of data. Historically, companies, my competitors, own the data, and then they resell that data for other use cases. In Flock's model, the customer always owns the data. So if you live in San Francisco, it's San Francisco's data, not Flock's. The second was retention. Well, how long should this data exist? Historically, companies in this industry stored the data in perpetuity. That seems to me more like a liability, not an asset. So we delete the data at 30 days. If cities and states have laws that say it should store longer, we do that. Shorter, we do that.
Bullshit.
So we covered the Constitution. We covered privacy. Now the big one, surveillance state. You know, look, I think everyone in this room probably has a cell phone. And what if I told you that someone with mediocre computer software skills could build a product that tracks your exact location in real time down to a few feet? Because all of you use Google Maps and Uber and any device that has access to your location. When you decrease surveillance and in effect decrease safety,
bullshit,
it impacts certain parts of the community more than others. If you are affluent in South Africa, you have 9-foot walls, you have private security guards. There are 600,000 private security guards in South Africa, more than the military and police combined. So if you are affluent in South Africa, it is a beautiful place to live. You are crime-free. And if you are not affluent, crime is simply the cost of being alive. Now, if you transpose that to a place like Tokyo, beautiful city, there's a few dozen homicides a year. Whether you go to work at 2 a.m. or 8 a.m., you feel safe. It just doesn't matter. And so America is this like very interesting conundrum in the middle. We have the law enforcement infrastructure we need to be safe, yet we haven't made, to me, the most important decision as a society, which is that safety should not be a privilege. Safety should just be a right.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.